This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I take all the corporate training. You think I don't take every one of the dumb little corporate? You don't do... Do you do it all? Susie Jones just give me just grief.
Because...
You take the trainings, right?
No, I mean, I know we're supposed to. They're tedious.
That's not an answer to the question he asked, actually.
They are tedious.
I have a backlog of vignettes I'm supposed to watch.
I do a lot.
If Dan walks in and says, hey, Susie, I love your sweater, should you, A, call your manager, B, kick him in the head?
Yeah. This is my backup.
I don't think that was one of the options, actually.
This is my career backup plan. Like, if this thing goes south, I'm going to act in, like, corporate training videos or maybe be the voiceover guy.
You know, I think, right? I bet there's big money in that. You know, John Hines, former WC, well, still, you know, he does fill in, but he does the voiceover stuff for Blue Cross. I mean, there's dough.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I wouldn't mind some of that insurance money. You know what I mean? Great.
We could all use a little extra money. Myself included. Hey, God bless you today. You know a nice day.
Thank you.
I'm out of here like a...
I know, yes.
Prom dress.
Already I've...
Another...
That's not quite the expression.
That was John Hines, too.
I'm out of here like a prom dress.
I'm off like a prom dress. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is the end of the day. You know, I'm a little out of steam.
I never run out of steam.
You do, too. You lying sack of potatoes.
Don't make me hit the button now.
I didn't. I said potatoes.
That's fair. That's fair.
Although it's dangerous when I'm tired on a hot mic.
That's what I'm saying.
I was,
exactly my point.
So I was a little tired Friday night, and I was emceeing an award show out at Mystic Lake, and it was the Builders Association.
Nice.
And the Builders Association has a very good sense of humor about themselves.
Good, good.
And I love them. I love doing their event because they are so funny. They like to be made fun of. But the show opened, there was probably 30 minutes of the guy who is the president, like a volunteer, he's a builder, he's the president, and the executive director, the guy they pay to do the deal. And so these guys are, bah, 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 award, award, award. And there's a teleprompter. And reading a teleprompter, I believe, is very simple.
As you have read one.
That's right, forever.
Yeah.
So
don't start saying they're easy to read.
They're not.
No.
And when regular people now have to read the prompter. Right. So these guys were doing their best. And then I get on stage and I'm like, you know, for 20 years, I thought I was kind of a ding dong. I was a ding dong for just all I do is read a prompter. I'm just some kind of
just
dummy
robot.
Reading a prompter.
Put a nickel in him.
Put it in there. I'll say it. But you two guys have changed my perspective on my own ability. And it seems that what I did for 20 years was much harder. Because you guys sure made it.
Totally cracked on him.
Yeah. And afterwards, my wife is like, what are you doing? Like, right, these are the guys who hired you.
I'm yeah,
like,
you I don't bird know. Brain.
Like, I was a little tired.
What was their reaction?
They thought it was fine.
Okay, good.
They thought. Well, at least they said they thought it was fine.
You see if you get invited next year.
I don't know. Pretty funny.
You know?
Pretty good.
You're a troublemaker.
You know, we have fun. But sometimes, like, someone before the event said, they're like, what we like about you is you take it right up to the edge. Maybe one little step beyond.
Yeah,
but you know when to stop.
Yeah. Okay. But it's a slippery slope.
It is.
What did your wife say?
I think she thought I went too far.
I know. Well.
But she's more, she's a banker.
You married a banker? Holy cow.
Yeah. Right?
Again.
There's only.
We should probably wrap this up before I have to hit the button 15 times.
In our family, there's only enough room for a certain amount of nonsense.
Je ne sais quoi.
And I take up
98% of it.
About that, yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
have a good
Susie.
Afternoon, dear.
You too. Let's do the D Rush Hour news headlines.
The headlines you might have missed. Without missing a beat. This is your fast pass through the biggest and most impactful stories of the day. Welcome to the Rush Hour headlines, starting with the lead.
And let's start with the news that the Minnesota Vikings have placed Carson Wentz on the injured reserve. We'll talk about this more with Dave Schwartz coming up in about 20 minutes. But Carson Wentz had a shoulder injury. And Alec Lewis, who joins us on Thursdays and Fridays during the football season, is reporting that the Vikings knew this left shoulder, his non-throwing shoulder, was going to require surgery. He injured it in the game in London. There was a bye week, then two more games. He was playing through the pain. It is what athletes often do. And also, your Minnesota Vikings sent a guy out to play football and get tackled for 2 weeks, knowing that he was going to need a shoulder operation. I don't know. That's a lot, right? J.J. McCarthy obviously going to be the quarterback for the Vikings for their next game. Do they have enough backup power with undrafted free agent Max Brosmer? I don't think so. So look for the team to bring in another quarterback, but the options are limited as the Vikings offense is reportedly very complicated. I mean, some of the games I've seen in the last couple weeks, it doesn't seem that complicated. As the quarterback, job responsibilities include getting your butt kicked and being sent out as a sacrificial lamb on a Thursday night game because your first-round draft pick is not quite ready to play. Next, let's talk about food insecurity. Let's talk about the government shutdown, which continues, the federal government shutdown still in effect. And today, more of the alarm being sounded when it comes to hunger on a two-pronged conversation. On one end, we have federal employees where currently there is a temporary food bank set up at the airport for TSA agents, air traffic controllers, other security personnel who are part of the federal government and are showing up to work without being paid. When I flew out of the airport during the shutdown, I made sure to thank every TSA agent for showing up. Because would you show up to work if they told you, well, you're not getting paid? I don't know how many of us would do it. So I am so grateful to our people at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport for showing up. That is dedication. But those guys and women are going to have a challenge feeding their family. At the same time, this weekend, federal SNAP benefits will likely not be reloaded because of the government shutdown. And that means hundreds of thousands of people who will have no money that they normally have to go to the grocery store and buy food. Food shelves are bracing for the impact. To get the latest for the front lines, we go to Jamie Dolenchuk, the president of Community Emergency Services in Minneapolis. It is a huge food shelf. And just today, Governor Walz pledged $4 million of emergency funds to go to 300 food shelves all around the state of Minnesota. Jamie, is that going to be enough?
first of all, I'm so thankful that Governor Waltz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan are coming up and providing the support. So I think, you know, this morning, it's a really important stopgap for us, but it really is just that. I mean, it fills a gap, but it's nowhere near the amount of support that people that would come to see us are receiving from SNAP benefits.
How significant is this going to be on this weekend if people SNAP? Kind of the mechanics of this is that their card basically doesn't get reloaded, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, we've been seeing this build up for, I'd say, the last 2 or 3 weeks. Like, if you look at, I mean, I run what's called Community Emergency Service, and we're probably one of the largest food shelves in the poorest area of the Twin Cities. And so when these things first became rumors and then looked like they were going to become true, you started to have people flood into the food shelf even before this takes effect on the 1st. And so if you look at a timeline, so I look back at 6 months ago, how many people were we serving in the food shelf per day? And it was about 150, 175 people. Last week was our highest number on Tuesday or Wednesday. I had 460 people in the food shelf, right? And it's crazy because people panic, right? And so sure. They know that this is coming now. And so they're coming and they're desperately trying to stock up.
Are you worried? I mean, basically the way this works is that people, if they don't have SNAP benefits, they're going to turn to food shelves to try to feed their families. Are you going to run out of food? I mean, is it going to be realistic that you'll be able to supply what people are looking for?
Likely not. And so there's a couple of things that we've been doing, and I know other food shelves are doing it as well. One is we've amped up dramatically the amount of rescue food we've been going out to. And so now my trucks are going further and further outside of the Twin Cities areas, out to, you know, rural communities to pick up from stores.
Rescue food, for people who don't know, is like when you go to the grocery stores and have things that are maybe near expiration date or things that are dinged or wouldn't be. Those are the food that gets rescued for your food shelf, right?
Yep, or they want to change stock of certain things in the grocery store, so we'll pick up stuff. And so, you know, we've had to dramatically increase the amount of rescue food we're doing. We're getting good support from food banks, of course, I mean, Second Harvest Food Group, but there's only so much they can do because they're also crippled by the lack of funding. And then, you know, unfortunately, the last opportunity we have is you start to lower the amount of food that people can take so that you can serve more people. So right now, a typical neighbor that comes to see me is getting 35 to 40 pounds of food on a visit. If the numbers continue to rise, which I expect they will if SNAP goes away, we're going to have to limit it down to 30, then to 25, then to 20, which is really tough because, you know, our typical neighbor, and this is true everywhere across the state, they're getting hit in this perfect storm from all ends. You know, price of rent is going up. Food costs are going up. SNAP benefits, other forms of support are going away. And it's just, it's uncanny that it's all at the exact same time for them.
Jamie, what's your message to lawmakers in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, it would be, please, please have consideration for the people that are the most disadvantaged in our country, the most at risk. These are people that there is nowhere else to turn to a food shelf. And so if food shelves now bear the brunt of all of this loss of funding, there's only so much that we can do, you know. And so we, you know, we have the same request for the federal government as we do, quite frankly, for donors. I mean, thank you for helping us. Please continue to support us. And you know, our neighbors need it. Our neighbors really need it.
Jamie Dolenchuk, president of Community Emergency Services, CES. Really appreciate all you do and appreciate your time today. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jason.
So that is the urgent issue when you look at our food shelves this weekend. Just think about this, that, you know, obviously this time around, eventually this is going to get figured out. But the fact that we have it set up in a way that we can put so many Americans as pawns in the middle of a political dispute. This isn't a game. This isn't politics. These are people. And it is shocking that we would play with the federal employees like this, but then play with all of these other Americans who are counting on these benefits. You can argue about whether too many people have benefits or all of these other things. But don't forget that America's grocery stores are saying 9% of our revenue comes from SNAP. 9% in a business with razor-thin margins. So that is a tremendous amount. On Saturday, this crisis not only hits all of those people who don't have SNAP benefits, now every small town, rural grocery store, every Dollar Tree, every Walmart, all of the Target, all of those places that rely on this money and this revenue, they're down 9% like that. So this problem is bigger than even this really important sliver of people who are getting benefits. It's bigger than that. One more item. And if you're like me, you have always been a little puzzled that when you go to get your driver's license renewed, you have to wait a month for, you know, the state to kind of print out your license and send it to your house. And lawmakers tried to do something about this. In Lakeville, the Pioneer Press reporting that Dakota County was doing this pilot program that would offer a same-day driver's license. You show up, you fill out the paperwork, you take the vision test, and they're like, here's your license. Boom. Department of Public Safety said 74,000 IDs were issued in Lakeville and in Moorhead, but almost 40% of cardholders eventually replaced them with a traditional card because the cards that you print out same day were different. Like, it was a different feel on the lamination. The official driver's license has like a dude on a canoe in it. The same day had nothing there. The official license had like a shadow. If you look at your license in the lower right hand corner, there's your picture again. It's black, white, black and white. The same day was in color. We can't even get right the plan to fix the thing that annoys everybody. I don't know. You can wait, right? Like, we can all wait. You can wait. It'll come in the mail. This is not the biggest crisis in the world. You do not need to get it the same day. It's fine. But the fact that, can you imagine, like, you go to Dakota County, you're like, man, finally, we figured it out in this goofy state. I can get my license the same day, just like at so many other states. They do it in North Dakota. We can't do it here. It turns out we can't do it when we're trying to do it. That's the lead. Page two coming up in just a minute. Wild story out of Red Wing where some hoax 911 calls took a dark turn. Somebody destroying trees in St. Paul, and some good news for Woodbury in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Page two of the D Rush Hour news headlines. And this story is crazy. Out of Red Wing, a couple of hoax 911 calls took a real turn.
911, what's your emergency?
Star Tribune reporting that two hoax 911 calls earlier this month led investigators to an international cybercrime network linked to an extremist group. So this started with reports of multiple shooting victims. This is called swatting. You may have heard of this before, where somebody calls in a mass shooting. It's a lie, but the idea is to provoke a large-scale armed response. Well, Red Wing police investigators, according to the Star Tribune, discovered ties between these fake reports and an organized cybercrime ring that targets kids and teens through online extortion and threats of violence. It's associated with an extremist group designated as a terrorist group. So the Red Wing cops worked with U.S. and international law enforcement, including authorities in the United Kingdom. And on October 24th, they made an arrest overseas. There have been similar enforcement actions against other online extremist groups in recent months. In April, the Department of Justice announced arrest of the leaders of the so-called 7-6-4. It's a violent network accused of manipulating children and vulnerable people through blackmail, extortion, and swatting. We don't know if the Red Wing incidents are directly tied to that network or another, but it is amazing when you think of a crime in little old Red Wing ends up with an international scope. And it's also good to know that your local hometown cops are figuring it out. It's good stuff. Somebody is destroying trees in the city of St. Paul again. Twin Cities Pioneer Press reporting for the second time in less than a year, vandals have come in and just knocked down a bunch of young trees that were recently planted right along Shepherd Road in downtown St. Paul. 32 saplings cut just a few feet from the ground with the canopy, the tree canopy left behind. These trees were planted in last October. A St. Paul nonprofit tree trust, along with the city, trying to replace, you know, the emerald ash borer is kind of knocking down the tree canopy. It's been a big issue in St. Paul. And Parks and Rec on Facebook saying we're heartbroken to report once again. And of course, you're like, people are spending money, spending time trying to get things going. And some jokers are out there just knocking down the tree canopy. Annoying. The Parks Department says, you know, obviously, if you know who did this, call the police. But just make sure you take care of recently planted trees on your boulevard. We're just trying to save the trees. That's what we're trying to do. Good news for the city of Woodbury, where Top Golf, Woodbury, you get a Top Golf. Yeah. If you hit a ball right into the hole at Topgolf, that is impressive. Yeah, just like that's it. And then one more. So I like Topgolf a lot. It's sort of, I think it's more like mini golf, or it's like bowling, I guess. So you don't have to be good at golf. My wife is terrible at golf, and she just chips the ball into the closest, like, you know, bullseye thing. So there are 100 golf bays, 3 stories, new bar, new restaurant. Thursday's the day. It opens on Thursday. The coolest thing to me is that there's like a little RFID tag or something in the ball. So you hit it, the computer knows where it goes. It's pretty cool. The mayor of Woodbury. This has got to be a funny thing to be the mayor of a city like Woodbury, and then you got to send out a press release. Our residents or businesses are so excited about Topgolf coming to Woodbury. Okay, I'm sure. That's the D-Rush Hour News headlines. Lots of sports news. Dave Schwartz will join us in just a bit. A terrible Minnesota sports weekend. We're cheering for the Minnesota United. Is that, and who's going to be the next quarterback of the Vikings? Maybe Dave Schwartz. We'll talk with Dave in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.